You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Right, what's up, everybody?
Let's get into it.
Yeah, welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. I'm Justin Fuller.
I am Cordell Respress. Stage name is Cool C.
There you go.
Welcome.
Yeah. What's up?
Well, this episode is brought to you in part by the Acumen Financial Paralegal. And also the Acumen Financial... I'm sounding like I can't fucking read.
That's how it is.
I ain't got my glasses on. Acumen Paralegal Services and... Acumen Financial Services. Thank you very much for letting us use this office.
That's right. More to come. It'll be better prepared next time because obviously we're just first episode bringing it to you. It's been a while. I've been trying to do it. I've been wanting to get it out in June. Here it is.
Here we are.
And it's about that time. That's right. Right?
We're finally getting to do it.
Woo! Here we go. A little bit about us. First off, I want to apologize up front because my mouth is not the best. I say things from time to time that some people may not agree with. Most of you probably won't agree with. So I'm going to say that up front. But hey, if you don't like it, you can always get at us with the Midnight Paco Podcast at gmail.com. I'll have that up, you know, so you'll be able to see that. I think anything they want to voice their opinion on, they can do right there, and we'll check it out.
We will rectify the situation.
Maybe. I say if I'm wrong. It all depends on if I'm wrong or not. I ain't gonna apologize for something I ain't wrong about, but I will, if, you know.
It's also a special day because today is Justice's anniversary.
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate
many,
it.
Many, many more years of marriage and love. And
yes.
All that good stuff.
Man, it was 11 years of marriage. 16, we've been together. It'll be 17 this year.
Nice.
And, yeah, it's good to look at the pictures, too, because we were at St. Lucia.
Yeah.
I believe it was on the Virgin Islands.
Kinsman, maybe? I don't know.
I know.
It's not on Kinsman?
No, not there.
Oh, okay.
No, that's Union? That's another story from...
No, okay. If it ain't on Union, Kinsman, or Buckeye, I'm really not familiar.
Yeah. St. Lucia.
Oh, St. Lucia. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, trust me, I wouldn't have known that if I didn't have the money, but... You know, we got into that. I had some money at the time, so I was able to go ahead and pay for that trip.
Good.
Able to do that. It was awesome. Shout out to my boy Drixie in St. Lucia. I doubt you're going to see this, but you the dog. You what's up. Anyway, so what's going on?
Slow motion, man. So basically, like, how long have you been doing comedy?
The first time I ever did it was, I believe, July in 2019. I went up. And I wanted to go back, but with my job, I wasn't able to do it. So after, December 2020 is actually when I actually started to actually do it again. So since then, really, been trying to go every week, but, you know, it's rough, the job. Usually do Wednesday nights at the Funny Stop. You know, that's where I started at. you know.
Funny Stop.
Yeah, Funny Stop Comedy.
Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah, yeah.
That's our comedy home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Pete. Pete. Trust me, trying to get back, trying to have people come watch me get on stage. You know,
come watch us.
All my family's from Erie, PA, so I ain't got people down here. I guess we should shout out where we're at, right?
Yeah, sure.
Where we at? Cleveland? We're going to shout out Cleveland, Ohio?
Is that what we got? That's the land, baby. Yes. I mean,
I'm behind enemy lines right now. See, I'm a Steeler fan. I'm trapped up in here in Cleveland. It's like that sometimes.
And I don't hold that against him.
It is what it is.
The fact that he's a Steeler fan.
It is what it is. Look, work hard, play hard. Also, this is 2-6 Apparel. Yeah. Amazon. Get it.
That's right. And I have a Midnight Paco tee on. You can get it on Amazon or Redbubble.
Yeah, Redbubble.
We have all sorts of merch.
Redbubble is 2-6 Designs. Amazon is 2-6 Apparel. If anything else is out there you see is bullshit. Somebody already stole our shit trying to hawk it.
Yeah, they're bootlegging our stuff.
Already, man. Haters, really? Yo. I don't get it. Yeah. I'm honored a little bit. Don't get it twisted. This is a dope-ass logo. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, whoever designed it was some like a super brain or something.
Ooh, God. Damn. All in one. Media, producer, all that. Try and be. Quit putting your hand on the table. You're hitting the camera.
Oh, damn. My bad.
Take it off.
I could virtually do it, though.
You could. Yeah, you could do that. I could put a bing, bing afterwards.
Make it a smack, though.
The smackdown. So, yeah, that's my comedy. That's where all that went. You know, it's rough. What about you?
Well, basically, I've been doing comedy my whole life.
Right? That's basically it.
My whole life. It's actually a way that I was very shy. And the way I got out of my shyness is if I can make you laugh, I think that broke the ice on both people's side.
Right. Always. So I hear that. But when was the first time you went on stage?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this for 26 years.
Yeah. Ooh.
No. Actually, I'm only like 9 stages down. When did I start?
Well, I started in December. You were what? March?
March.
Was it around March? St. Patty's Day?
Yes. St. Patrick's Day. Whenever that is.
March 17th. It was a Wednesday.
Was that my first time?
I don't know if it was your first
time. I think that was my second time.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was somewhere around whenever St. Patrick's Day was, it was the week before that.
Yeah.
That's when I started.
All right.
Doing it, the stage performance.
Right. Yeah. How you like it? So far, thus far.
So far, I'm having a blast.
Right? Right? So crazy. I mean, it's like, it's something I've always wanted to do. I never thought you could do it. And kudos to all these podcasts, mostly. And I hate to say it, because, you know, everybody's on it. The Joe Rogan podcast, that's the biggest one out there. That's when I started listening to. And then from there, I listened to other comedians. And this was only 2 years ago, where they're like, yeah, all you do is go to open mics. You know,
the first podcast I actually listened to was Mike Tyson's.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. The Hot Boxing?
Hot Boxing.
Hot Boxing.
Well, you know, I guess it's not fair to say. The Breakfast Club is set up somewhat like a podcast,
too. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm you know, avid watcher of The Breakfast Club. And
keep on that table, boy. Just keep
oh. Going. Well, hey, look. Look. Wait. I was watching Kill Tony.
Yeah.
And Donnell Rollins kept doing it.
Oh, yeah. He probably was doing something wrong with it.
And then he kept dropping the mic or something, and then they put the sponge on his mic.
See?
Thanks, Donnell.
Yeah, see? Hey, I'm just...
Teaching me my podcast etiquette. Thank you, Donnell Rollins.
I'm just trying to watch out for the, you know, production afterwards, because this is going to be a pretty tough one, because the audio is, you know... A little work behind the scenes.
No, actually, to be honest with you, it's bootleg his truck.
Right? It is what it is. It's where it starts. You see our backdrop?
Backdrop is dope.
That's dope.
Yeah.
See? It all starts production somewhere.
Is bootleg.
That's what you get when you that's when you go to school. That's what you end up with.
He's a trained professional.
Not so much. I ain't get paid to ever do this.
But he has the training, though.
Class here and there. That's the problem with a communication degree. You get a little bit of everything here and there.
Mm.
You don't get training in just one thing. Like I had a screenwriting class, I had a production class, two of those, a journalism class, which I didn't care because obviously my opinion was, you know, too much than the facts.
Too much?
I mean, it's not, they don't want opinion pieces. They want the facts when you're writing a story, apparently. I wasn't very, very good at it. That's why we got this, so I can give my opinion.
You wasn't sharing properly?
No, I just probably wasn't putting, it's tough when you just put a story out with the facts. It's boring.
Ah, when the facts are boring.
I mean, it's tough to, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not a good journalist. That's obviously why I didn't get a good grade in that class. Put it like that.
So, how do you feel about, let's see, how's your experience at the different clubs that you performed and your experience with your interactions with the other comedians?
Right off the bat, I had great interaction, with comedians. Shout out to Ebony Got Jokes on Instagram.
Ebony Got Jokes.
She's sharing her knowledge and everything. She was very nice to me.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah. She's doing big things. You know, read the comic. He was very, there's a few here and there. I started going by myself. I'd sit by myself, I didn't interact either with many people, so I guess it wasn't until you started coming around where I was actually more relaxed and reaching out and talking to other people. It should still be recording.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, well.
Yeah, it's so good. It's just my battery is low on that bit. That's what happens.
Your battery's low.
Hey, man. Hey, we knew this was going to be just a shot up one anyway, just a real quick podcast. We're getting into it. We're good, man, until that thing dies out. Straight. Hey, low budget. What are we talking about here, right? You're getting it. You start subscribing and start being there for us, peoples. Don't worry, the budget will grow bigger and better things.
Get some merch.
Get some merch, for sure. We're rocking the Midnight Paco podcast stuff.
That's right. Get some merch.
But, you got some comedians that don't, not as hospitable, I guess you could say. You don't say. But it is what it is. I mean, we're new.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
We're going there already, huh? I just
want to get an understanding. You're saying that a room full of comedians is not the best time of your life?
I mean, it should be, but we don't know them all like that just yet. You know what I mean? So there's a difference. I mean, we have fun. We have fun, right?
We do.
We have a good time, but that's what we're looking for, that little home base type spot where, you feel welcomed and all that. And I know what it is. There's so many people out there trying to do this, and, we're late to the game as it is, which is... It is what it is, because that's life. Different avenues, later on. So that's what I'm looking at. But so it is. There's those cliques everywhere. What are you gonna do about that? I mean, I'm from. This is like in high school, dog. I was cool with everybody in high school. So there was cliques everywhere. But I'll mingle with everybody. I'm not that type. If you don't want to show respect or anything to me, then it is what it is. That's your fault. I'm pretty cool ass dude.
Yeah.
Justin Fuller comedy. Get it? You didn't even shout out your stuff.
What stuff?
Your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I am the
shout
great
out the Instagram.
Corey. That's my Instagram. It's the _ great _ Corey. Corree. That's my Instagram. And also, you can get at me there or the Midnight Paco Podcast Instagram.
Bam.
Bam,
that.
My face is on all of them all the time. I'm looking. And I respond back. And if you follow us, I'll follow you back. I'm not funny acting at all. I go to shows and I perform and I stay and I watch the rest of the acts. What?
Throwing shots.
I don't know. I don't perform and leave. I stay and I show respect to the other comedians and I'm quiet and I watch their shows.
Right.
I'm not ignoring or talking over their acts and things like that. I mean, that's just what I do,
That's what's up.
And I only give what I want back. Right. And I'm not going to call you out on stage. And I'm not going to interrupt my material or my act to say, hey, I've been here and I've been there and you've been nowhere. Be quiet. I'm not going to do that.
No, I hear that. For sure.
I'm not going to do that.
But, like I said, we're new to the game. That's what it's a little hazing. Could be.
Maybe.
Maybe. who knows? Obviously, I don't care. It is what it is.
Maybe.
You know. But that's life. That's what we gotta get into.
Right.
Hey, this is a long journey, unfortunately. You know what I mean? It ain't gonna happen overnight. I'm still building my stuff, and not everybody likes to hear about fingers and buttholes. You know, that's just it's just how it is.
Fingers and buttholes.
That's just how it is. Not everybody likes to hear that type of stuff, you know? I'm still trying to find out everything, but that's a part of my life, I guess.
Fingers and buttholes?
Hey, man, what are you going to do? You put fingers in buttholes sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay.
But are they bleached?
Speaking of bleach.
I know you wanted to bring this up. I know you wanted to talk about it.
What? Bleach buttholes?
Bleach buttholes. I mean,
I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't know people went and got their buttholes bleached. I didn't know that was a thing. And I don't even know how it's done. Do you, like, squat in a bucket of bleach? Is that how it's done?
No, I think it has to do with dabbing it with some Clorox bleach.
You take Clorox tablets. And you tablets?
I have no idea.
And you dab
the... Or you just pour the bleach on the butthole and let it drain down and just, like,
do you
sit
lay
like
down?
Like a puddle. You just let it sit for a while and let it bleach it like you bleach your hair, maybe.
So do you lay down or do you sit down or do you squat while this is done?
I have no idea. Only people I know that would probably do it are porn stars.
I bet you was done with fire.
Fire?
Yeah.
That wouldn't bleach it.
You don't think so?
That would darken it.
Oh.
Maybe. Actually, no.
I think it might.
It peels the skin off. It would make it lighter.
Yeah. Possibly. I think you put some flammable paste on it.
Ooh, that would hurt.
And light it on fire.
I don't think that's exactly that how it's done.
Ain't how it's done?
No.
Well, if anybody know how, or if anybody had their anus bleached.
I can't believe this is something he really wants to learn about later on.
Like,
he brought it up. I figured we'd discuss it and be done, but he wants to know more about the process.
Yeah.
So the Midnight Podcast @gmail.com.
Well, this would be interesting because some people got black necks. They necks be black and they wanted it to be bleached, so.
Yeah. Who does that? Who? Michael Jackson? He was the last one.
I mean, the whole bleaching of the butthole is very interesting.
You know that people that sun their buttholes.
They do what?
They sun their buttholes.
You sun like a
they,
tan?
Like, lay naked and spread your butt cheeks so the sun hits directly in your butthole. I think I'm Googled. I don't know why.
What is it called? Butthole surfing?
Butthole sunning buttholes or something. All you gotta do is Google sun buttholes. Yeah.
Wait.
I didn't find this out. I heard this on another podcast. This is information that was given to me. I don't know these things.
So you Google.
I didn't Google it.
Butthole sunning.
Probably. You could probably find it that way too.
I'm not gonna look that up.
Why not?
I'm not gonna search.
You know, you've Googled some other shit other than that.
I use
sun and buttholes is probably the least of the things you
maybe.
Yeah. Either way, I think it's just to get some vitamin D, better vitamin D.
Take a suppository.
Is that they have vitamin D suppositories?
I'm sure they don't, but I'm just saying you should. I don't know. They probably do.
Stick orange. You can stick orange slices up there. Just squeeze your butt cheeks together, right? That's vitamin C.
Yeah, that's vitamin C.
Never mind, see?
Or you could pour milk.
I'm not a doctor. Let's keep that real.
Neither am I.
That's definitely not what it is.
Neither am I. My actual profession is I'm a professional. I make milkshakes. That's funny. This guy's laughing at my profession.
But I like milkshakes, so I ain't
milkshakes is shit, right?
Fat boy likes milkshakes. I like vanilla shake. Vanilla shake. I do remember we went to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I got my Big Mac vanilla shake, and then we hung out in the parking lot.
Right.
Hanging out in the McDonald's parking lot.
Yeah, I remember.
And your filet of fish's bun was
this dude called
shit.
Me a Karen.
Karen. He called McDonald's. Who calls McDonald's and complains about a filet of fish sandwich?
It wasn't fresh.
It wasn't fresh, but it was late. And that was the crazy thing that wasn't fresh, because, you know, that line was long as shit.
And he called me a Karen.
I did call him a Karen, because I thought he was about to call the cops on McDonald's for giving him that piece of shit sandwich. And that's what he gets for getting a filet of fish from fucking McDonald's anyway.
It's the best. It's the best. When it's fresh, and the bread is soft, it's the best. This dude gets milkshakes.
Milkshakes are what's up.
When he get a milkshake, every time he always ordering a milkshake, and every time he say it, especially from McDonald's, my stomach start doing flips.
So good. I be farting a lot afterwards, but
I bet
it's still so good. Especially after a night when you're drinking. You know, we didn't drink a lot. A couple drinks and some Fireball.
Fireball makes the night go by better, I think.
So much better.
Especially after we played a club.
Yeah. Hey, man. And it's rough because there's a lot of people that left, but, you know, it's not even a club, you know, just trying to do things. It's tough because it's hard to get. It's good exercise, though, because you got to still act like there's a full crowd. You know what I mean?
Do you know when this will air?
I don't know. Probably get it out within a week or two.
Within a week, so it would be pointless to announce our next show?
Yeah, probably. Okay. It's not going to come out that quickly. Right. I mean, we can post on Instagram. Just keep out for that, you know.
Yeah, check. Keep the posting for Instagrams for our performing dates.
There's a club grand opening down there in Canton.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
That's coming up next.
Shout out to the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, there you go.
In Canton, we will be performing down there.
Yep.
That's going to be a good show.
I believe so.
I think it will.
Guy Ebony hosting. Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Ebony hosting.
Nah, not at all.
Ebony got jokes.
Yep.
You can't go wrong.
Nah, not at all. So that's what's up.
Looking forward to that.
Right.
I'm going to shave my head.
Yeah, he was tripping because he didn't get lined up and everything. So it is what it is. I told him, man.
I like to look a certain way.
Yeah, of course. I do too. I wanted to wear my my Midnight Paco podcast shirt, but it was had gum on that bitch.
How do you get gum?
Right?
On your work uniform.
On the sleeve.
This is
too.
Look, you got to take this serious, man.
Dude.
All right.
Trust me.
This is our uniform. This one. Look, I got mine on.
Hey, I brought this. That's bigger, right? Plus, work hard, play hard. Get that stuff at the gym. Work it out. Sizzle.
Don't forget, you can always get our merch at either Redbubble or Amazon.
Amazon.
You know, if you want to put your sweating cups on our face, feel free to order our coasters off of Redbubble. We have
sweaty cups on our face.
Sweaty cups on our face. You can
have a nice drink. Place it right there.
Bow.
Bam. While you're talking, listening, talking shit to your friends.
And listening to the Midnight Paco podcast.
That's right.
We also have coffee mugs.
Bet. I love coffee too, dog. I mean, it's not really coffee by the time I'm done with it.
Is ice coffee?
It's like a Frappuccino type. I had like sugar and vanilla creamer and hazelnut shit, dude.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Do you think Johnny Cash drank his coffee?
I don't care.
I'm just asking. Do you think Johnny Cash put all that?
Nope. Probably not. That's good. Good for him.
So,
good for him.
Well, you could take our mugs and you could drink whatever you want out of it.
Put whatever.
But I always think, what would Johnny Cash do?
Mm-hmm. Probably call you a bunch of mean names.
Probably so. Probably so.
I don't know much about him, but he is an older white guy.
You're probably right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're probably right.
That could be for another episode, because we could talk forever about...
We can jump into it whenever. It don't matter. I'm always ready and down. I was just joking anyway about Johnny Cash. You know, I'm just saying, you know, do you think he would drink... Okay, let's do it even better. Do you think Samuel Jackson put all that in his coffee?
No.
That's what I'm trying to say.
No.
All right, but you can drink your coffee any way you want out of the Midnight Paco podcast. You can drink a hot tea or whatever you want.
Hot tea.
Yeah, I like cold coffee and I like hot coffee, but for some strange reason, when my hot coffee gets cold and I take a sip and it's cold, I'm like,
isn't
cold, I don't want this spit.
Isn't cold coffee just like a melted milkshake? It's just not as thick.
No?
It's just like a runny-ass milkshake.
No.
Like a chocolate one.
No.
It would be the same as like an iced coffee, wouldn't it?
No.
See, I don't drink iced coffee. I don't mess with it.
Yeah, cold coffee is like, if it's not meant to
vanilla
be cold.
Vanilla frappe.
Is that cold or hot?
Cold.
That's good, I think.
It's like a milkshake.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. That's like a milkshake. Yeah. But cold coffee is like, cold hot coffee is like a cup of disgusting.
Oh, of course.
Brewed straight from Satan's.
So if it's hot and then it gets cold?
Keurig.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's brewed from Satan's Keurig. So okay. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's no bueno. Yeah. It's like it's diarrhea.
Diarrhea in the cup with added flavors.
You think Satan uses baby wipes?
Probably not.
Ah, filthy, stinky buttholes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, y'all got to step up your hygiene out here.
Who? Where?
I guess if you're doing all these butthole activities like bleaching and butt sunning.
Right. Well, see, people swear by bidets, and I don't know about that. You still got to get up in the hole and clean out whatever.
I never had a bidet.
No, I mean,
I never sat on a bidet.
But no, I heard they're fantastic way it shoots up into it. So I'm assuming it can break it off the walls a little bit, but you still got to either dab with toilet paper or wipe, but it's still... Dude, there's times if something's like caked on something, you're trying to spray it off with like a hose, it doesn't come right off. You still got to scrape it off. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And not everybody's...
So your solution is baby wipes?
You get a finger up in there and you dig out whatever you can.
With baby wipes?
Yeah, and as long as your fingers are bigger than your wife's, you know, you're good. That way, if she ever tries to slip one in there, it doesn't come out like poop. Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, caught you off guard on that one. So you ain't got a wife.
No, I don't.
Mm-mm. He's been with some older freaks, I'm sure, though. You know, they like.
I don't know anything about any of the stuff you're saying. I don't.
Some people out there do. It's unfortunate. Makes you feel violated afterwards.
Yeah, but, I'm a virgin.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
So. No. I don't know. None of this stuff is about.
Well, you know, things happen in life, Cordo.
I understand.
All right.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yep. She ain't strapping nothing on. What? Ain't nothing like that.
What?
Yeah, see, but you got a little... What? That's where his thought bubble came.
What? No, bro.
All right, man.
No, sir.
Anything
no,
else sir. you want to discuss on this first...
Yeah, heck yeah. We want to discuss everything.
Everything.
I mean, this is what's going down. All right. So what we cover so far? Bleach buttholes.
Yeah.
Tan buttholes.
There wasn't really a subject list. Basically, we're just coming in, getting the feel out, trying to get this baby started, you know.
Yes.
Throw out the connections, how you can get a hold of us. The Midnight Paco Podcast at Gmail. You know,
Midnight Paco Podcast at Gmail.
We're trying to throw out, trying to get something together. If by some chance one of you or somebody likes to get the merch and they get a shirt, take a picture of you with the shirt, send it to our Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yes, do that.
Email or Instagram.
Yes.
We'll definitely give shout outs. We're trying to think of stuff maybe that we can, you know, get to the fans. You know, something.
Shout out to all the cool comics out there.
Yeah, for sure.
And
yeah.
It's not a hard, it's not an easy job.
Not at all.
So shout out to all the cool comics out there. Shout out to the ones that embraced us, you know.
Yeah, right off the rip.
Off the rip. Shout out to them.
Yeah, yeah, because it's not, I mean, it should be a more friendly thing, you know what I mean?
I would think so.
A more of a community thing, because look, I look at it like this. Everything comes from somebody else's perspective.
Right.
So I want to hear what somebody has to say.
Right.
What about their life and what's funny about them? You know, so to me, that's what it is, you know.
Yeah.
They say it takes 10 years to find your voice. Luckily, I'm older in life, so I don't know. I just have a lot of things to talk about. And I think to just find that funny and, you know. But like you said, we've been doing all our lives in descriptions of how your day went. You're
right.
Like, oh, you know, I went to the store and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, you just find the funny and whatever, you know. And that's just the way I look at it. So when I hear somebody else talk about their life and, you know, making it funny, it's great, you know. And everyone has their own different opinions. What? So it's almost like they're just not trying to, I don't know.
Well, that you know, that's a cool comedy style. You know, my material is made up of realistic things, and also created things.
Yeah. Oh, there's a little bit, obviously.
Yeah. I just purely enjoy making people laugh. And
right.
A lot of things in my life aren't that funny.
Right. Yeah. There's some depressed states, obviously.
You know, it's like, dude. So I have to.
For sure.
Incorporate some funnies in there.
Right. Right. Oh, no. I hear that 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and thanks to all the subscribers of the Midnight Paco podcast.
Yeah,
so
big
far.
Ups. We had, what, 64 so Woo! Far? Yeah, big ups to all you. Appreciate it.
Thank
friends
you.
And family.
Thank you, everybody, friends and family.
Some passerbys that, you know, cool to see over here stopped on the street. Hey!
Yes.
Subscribe to the Midnight Paco podcast. Yes. Hey, he's barking, baby. I love it. He's getting all you guys.
Hey.
What's up?
I really appreciate everybody that
everybody.
Took the time
yep.
to subscribe.
For sure.
And I appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. We got more to come. You know, this is not the last podcast. And once again, I really want to say thank you to Michelle Jackson Michelle White.
Ooh, God, see?
For the Acumen Financial company for letting us use this office.
Yes,
and she's great. She did some work for me, actually. She's good. She's a paralegal. And she did some work for me. So if you need some any type of legal work, go ahead and give her a call. Her phone number is 216-486-2090. The Acumen Paralegal Services. Great place. She's very professional. She'll take care of you.
There you go. All right. Well, big ups to the Cool C.
Big ups to you, Jay Fuller, Justin Fuller and his mother.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Appreciate everybody out there. Like I said, if there's anything I've said that offended you, I'm sure I haven't. You know, this was a brief conversation, so I didn't get in too much trouble on this one.
But, no, you did good, man.
I did good. I kept it,
you did good.
Kept it pretty civil, I think.
Yeah.
You know? But this is something you can, you know, kind of expect. We're going to hit just different topics, whatever, things we're going to come out, you know, throughout the week. If you guys feel there's something you want us to touch base on, go ahead and leave a comment on the Midnight Paco podcast on Instagram, YouTube. I'm sure there may be comments somewhere. You can probably message that, the Midnight Paco podcast @gmail.com. I think that's about everywhere.
Yeah.
Either one of our Instagrams, Justin Fuller,
or
Comedy.
The Great Corey, the_great_Corey, Coree. That's my Instagram. Or you can always find either one of us on the Midnight Paco podcast. You can send us a message. We're both monitoring that very close. If you see us out on the streets, we are very approachable.
Definitely.
Come holler at us. We'll talk back.
Yeah.
Newer comedians, up-and-coming comedians, talk to us.
That's right. That's right. Trying to meet, talk to people, see how they work, and, you know, just get to know more people. That's all.
And we talk back. We will not snub you.
No, not at all. It's all love, baby.
That's
all
right.
Love. All right. Catch everybody next time. Peace.
Midnight Paco Podcast.
Woo! Thank you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.